free speech in America is under pressure from all sides. You can feel it in the news, online, and even in your own neighborhood. People hesitate before posting, before speaking up at work, before supporting a cause they care about. Why? Because they fear being shouted down, canceled, or something far worse. That's not progress. That's regression. It's exactly why we must protect both free expression and civil discourse, especially when we disagree. At its best, free speech is the foundation of discovery. It's what English philosopher John Stuart Mill called the marketplace of ideas. It's the idea of openness, the free movement of ideas that fuels innovation and understanding. When people are free to exchange ideas, they learn from one another and find better solutions to a problem or a better pathway forward. However, when fear or coercion replace curiosity, we all lose. Last week, the House State Government Committee was set to take a vote on House Bill 374. By name, it's sold as, quote, transparency. However, when you peel back the label, it threatens the very principles that protect free thought. House Bill 374 would require groups that advocate on civic issues to publicly list their supporters by name and address, stripping away the anonymity that protects individuals and business owners from the rising threat of cancel culture and political violence. Think about that. Imagine you give to a nonprofit that fights for economic freedom, or that defends school choice, or that supports Second Amendment rights. Suddenly, your private information could be posted online for anyone to see. Activists, political opponents, even employers. That's not transparency. Rather, that's intimidation. It's cancel culture fueled by the power of state government. Our founders warned about this. They knew free societies can only endure when disagreement is met with debate instead of punishment. They understood that free speech is inseparable from human dignity. The idea that every person has inherent worth and the right to speak their truth without fear or coercion. When ideas like House Bill 374 threaten to expose private citizens to public backlash, they don't just stifle debate, they silence it. And when speech disappears, violence too often fills the vacuum. You can't have a healthy democracy if people are afraid to speak. Here's the truth. Protecting privacy protects free speech. And protecting free speech protects our democracy. If we want to fuel real progress, we need to create space for open dialogue, for diverse viewpoints, and for the courage to defend others' rights even when we disagree. That's how our Commonwealth will move forward, through persuasion, not punishment, and through openness, not control. Here's what you can do right now. Contact your representatives in Harrisburg and urge them to oppose House Bill 374. Tell them you stand for the freedom of every Pennsylvanian to speak, give, and organize without fear. Because when the government threatens your privacy, it threatens everyone's liberty. Free speech is not a partisan issue. It's an American one. Let's defend it together. Head to AmericansForProsperity.org and click the Take Action button to send an email right to your member. Your voice is the most important tool in your toolkit. Use it to protect our right to free speech. This is Emily Green, State Director with Americans for Prosperity, Pennsylvania.